Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
101X, it is the Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends. Nick here. Jason's out.
Jason.
Getting some much-deserved, well-needed plastic surgery, so he's going to take a couple days off to recover. It's weird. He's going bigger with the nose. I know most people can only go the other way, but he's packing masks on. He at least offset everything.
It's quirky.
So Nick and Emily are here, done one successful hour of radio.
Mm-hmm. Just a few and tomorrow.
Yeah. We've got our interns, Brooke and Riley, in helping us out. I'm grilling them. Most of the shows, I'm grilling them on do you guys know stuff, which I understand is like the best way to have success in radio. Mm-hmm. And let's do some news. Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news.
So you don't have to.
That's right. Headlines brought to you by Pants. If I told you that you could live in the house that inspired the board game Clue, are you into that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Because of all the murders?
I just like Clue.
You just like Clue?
What do you mean inspired by?
Is it like floor plan, or are we talking like the events that led up to?
So apparently this house is in England. You go away. It is in Rottingdean in Brighton, England, which who knows where that is. But it's the Tudor Close Hotel, a 3,000-square-foot residence. And it's where the game was developed and played. And it is listed for $1.4 million. I meant to Price is Right that, but I spoiled it myself.
Oh, man. I was ready. I was going to guess that.
Exactly?
Yeah, exactly. The nose.
How many candlesticks is that? I don't know the conversion.
I don't either.
So, yeah, that's the one thing is that this says it doesn't have exactly the floor plan like Clue, which I'm like, then what are we doing? I need an observatory. Mm-hmm. I need, whatever the rooms were.
Billiards room, office, whatever.
Yeah,
there's not a billiard room. There's not a ballroom or a library.
Or a kitchen. Well, there's probably a kitchen.
It's a four-bedroom.
Probably a kitchen. Oh.
Okay, there is a kitchen, but it doesn't have a black and white checkered floor plan.
See, that's upsetting. That hurts me.
That's key. It's only, in fact, four bedrooms, two luxury bathrooms, but there is a garden, a terrace, and a secret passageway that leads to a bar.
Ooh, that's so really
that
cool.
That kind of sells me on it.
Yeah. That's cool.
Man, I really want to spoil something about Jason's house. I should. Yes, let's do it.
What?
He's going to have a secret passageway.
He's going to have a secret passageway.
He's building a secret door into his new house out in Manor.
Yeah, you're saying too much.
I am. You got to... Also, it's going to have just all of Jason's money is hidden in the walls. So you just go and just like punch it randomly through the drywall. You pull out just a fistful of hundreds. That's how that works.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then whenever you go under his mattress, it's just the scanning link to his Venmo.
It's under his mattress?
Yeah, that's how it goes in 2020. 21. Oh, gosh.
Is that what the kids these days are? You're hiding your Venmo?
Yeah, our Venmo QR codes.
Code?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, just around. No, I'm super, that kind of stinks. I used to go, so whenever I was in high school, we had a coffee shop. It was called Murder by Chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
It was so cool because it was themed like Clue on the inside. So every room was themed like a different Clue board game piece, and it was like a mystery dinner, but they also had coffee, and that was the best place ever. So that makes me so sad. How is that a Clue house?
Yeah, this isn't even like inspired by Clue. It's just like, oh, this is kind of a cool hotel with like
it's where it was developed.
Now, the person who made Clue, which I don't have his name here, but I'm going to assume it's John Q. Cluedo.
nice
apparently,
assumption.
He would just host like murder mystery parties at this hotel thing, and that's what inspired him to make the game Clue based on his own adventures.
Oh.
Which you're telling me old-timey in England murder mysteries in a hotel out in the country, That dude murdered somebody. Like, there's bodies buried somewhere in here.
Absolutely. He's just some psychopath that buried somebody's body, and he was just like, oh, we're doing a mystery dinner. What if you find the body? And everybody's like, oh my gosh, John is so funny. Like, he comes up with these really creative games, and like, they're kind of realistic. It's crazy. He's so creative. He has such a good story. He's such a good storyteller.
Yeah. It's weird. It's weird. And all of his candlesticks have red stains on them. I don't know what's going on.
They're all just so bad at the game, and he's just waiting to be caught. Yeah. He's just waiting for the day, and nobody can solve the mystery.
Are you saying the guy from Clue is Jack the Ripper? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I should have something here, but I don't. We're going to come back. I should have jingled out there.
Yeah.
Don't export. Emily's first time.
Me, my first time.
It's going to be coming up here in just a second. Stay tuned for that. She got sweaty. 101X, it is the Morning X. Jason, Dick, and friends, except Jason is not here. He is out on vacation. It's Nick. That's me. It's also Emily.
That's her.
There you go.
Hi.
You guys know Emily. She's young. She's 23. She does stuff oftentimes for the first time, and that's why we dedicated this segment to Emily and her first time.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you tell me this was your first time? Pick you up on our very first day.
And last. And now, Emily's first time. I mean, first time doing, I mean, I don't know her that well. So I don't even have any idea if she's done it or if this is the, I don't know what she's doing.
Emily, what are you doing today?
I love that. Perfect for me. What am I doing today? Well, I'm getting hot and sweaty with a group of people.
Ooh,
you know what I mean?
Group. Wow.
You know,
sadly, I don't.
Dark room, flashing lights, giant bag that you kick the living shh out of. I kickboxed for the first time.
How fun!
I know, it was fun. I decided that, you know, after 2020 and after me gaining that 20 pounds or more.
Pandemic 15?
Yeah, it's the pandemic more than 15. I decided I'm going to try to start working out. Now, I hate the gym, so I decided to sign up for kickboxing because I thought this was two good things. Number one, makes me look really cool.
Yeah.
Good for the grand amateur. Cool. Yeah. And then number two, it's kind of self-defense, sort of. Mm-hmm. Right? Now I feel like I can do some kick to the head and knock somebody down. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I decided to do some kickboxing classes at this place, and it's kickboxing, and you also do a workout, and you have an instructor, and they play. It's kind of like Soul Cycle, where it plays the fancy music, and then it's not really
like.
Are
you doing Taibo?
What's Taibo?
Oh my God, what's Taibo?
I'm sorry.
It's a joke kickboxing thing from the 90s, Billy Blanks. Never, I shouldn't have brought it up, but.
Nobody likes me when I'm 23. But it was fun. I had a great time.
So did you just find you just Googled kickboxing and found a place that you liked?
Yeah, I just Googled kickboxing. I found this place. And, doing traditional kickboxing would be a lot of fun, but this one does, the workout. And I knew I was going to suffer. I knew I was going to suffer. So I was like, why not suffer while they blast Nicki Minaj in the background in a dark room? Like, that sounds more like my speed than being with a bunch of dudes that are actually trying to teach me kickboxing.
I remember years ago, old producer Alex, he got into kickboxing and he got a gym. And you get some powerful kicks.
Yeah.
Your legs are going to be getting nice and tight and taut.
I'm so
excited. Muscles on muscles on muscles.
I just want to look like a Mortal Kombat character.
Yeah.
I want to look like Chun-Li. Yeah, I just want to look like Chun-Li.
Do the lightning kick.
Yeah, but unfortunately, it was a lot harder than I expected.
Really?
I'm really.
Wow.
I'm the kind of person where I think I can do a lot more than I actually can do. So I went in there and I was like, I'm not that bad. Like I gained a couple of pounds, but that's thick. That's thickness. That's not fat. That's thick.
You're packing on mass and now you got to convert it to muscle.
Exactly. Yeah. Get in there. We do the whole workout. I do my friends And we're halfway through, and I'm like, whew, that 45 minutes is probably up already. And then she's like, okay, guys, strength and conditioning time. And I was like, wait, what is this? What is this, varsity volleyball? What do you mean? I got to do strength and conditioning.
Is that just the warm-up? You're ready to call it quits after the warm-up?
Just right. The warm-up.
It happened to me with CrossFit. I'm like, all right, nice and loose. I'm stretched. I'm hitting the shower. She's like, no, you're about to go jog for 20 minutes. Like, No.
Yeah, they made us do some shadow boxing, and then she taught us how to hit the, and man, that is hard. Hitting this bag,
the heavy bag?
Solid.
Yeah.
It's so solid. And that just, it just reverberates right off of you. And it's hard. It's a hard thing to do.
I've always wanted to do boxing for the longest time, which, mm-hmm. and this is how long I wanted to do this, is that it was before MMA. Now it would just be MMA that I should do it.
Yeah.
But I wanted to do boxing. It's like, that's a good workout. But I have dainty little wrists, and so punching, it hurts. It hurts my wrists.
Just little weak punches.
I also couldn't master that, whatever is the... I don't know how they do that. That's like some CGI stuff in the movies, as far as yes, maybe.
I felt very fake, though, because, you know, afterwards I wanted to document the fact that I did this and that I almost died. But I didn't want people to know I almost died, because that's what social media is. It's all fake, right? So I posted a really good selfie and, like, of me all sweaty and being like, oh my gosh, first kickboxing class, had so much fun, gonna do it again. Like, and then behind the scenes, me and my friend were trying not to puke. And it was so embarrassing because everybody else in the class was like completely cool. Like, they just walked out of there, no problem.
Yeah.
Cool Joe. And then me and my friend kind of stumbled out of there, and the entire drive home, I was burping up pickles that I had ate before my workout, like 2 hours before.
No, that's not a good idea.
It was really crazy. Gross, but on the outside, I looked so hip and fit and cool. And
you showed me a picture, and yeah, you did. It did look good. You looked fierce. Yeah,
I looked.
You had the eye of the tiger.
I had the eye of the tiger.
You ready to run up the stairs and punch Rocky.
It was pretty crazy.
You gonna do it again?
Oh, I'm doing it today.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I'm doing it today, guys. So if I don't show up to work tomorrow, I'm just kidding. I will show up. I will show up.
God. But if you don't show up to work tomorrow, I'm running away.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, so do you want to do other things? You want to do more things?
Yeah, I need suggestions because I'm an activity person. Mm-hmm. I don't like going to the gym.
Clearly.
Yeah,
you're an activity. You're so active.
I like sweaty activities. But I need somebody to like yell at me to do stuff, or else I won't do it. So is there any other classes or anything of that sort where they're fun, where they scream at me, but like in a nice way? They play Nicki Minaj in the background or something. They get me hyped.
I mean, if you want somebody to just come scream at you to work out, I'm there.
Yeah? Do I have to pay you?
I don't have any lifts? No, I'll do it. I'll do it for free.
No way.
I'll do it
no
for free.
No way. You
I
won't
get to
do
just
it
verbally
free.
Abuse somebody? Hell yeah. Incel powers activate! If you have tips for Emily, let us know. 101X on Twitter.
101X Morning X on Twitter.
What cool classes, things can Emily go do that are like kickboxing but not the gym?
Help me get fit.
101X, it's the Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends. Jason is out on vacation, recuperating after some little touch-ups to the face. A little extracurricular surgery there. Not really, but that's what I'm telling people. Nick and Emily are in. Also got our interns, Briley and Rook.
Yeah, quite.
Rook and Briley.
Briley and Rook.
And we are talking non-traditional, non-gym workouts. Emily told us about how her first time doing kickboxing a second ago. And she mentioned that she does not like doing the gym, which if you enjoy the gym, get at us, 101X Morning X on Twitter.
I know there's people out there that enjoy the gym. I've seen your profile pictures. They're all taken in gyms.
Yeah.
Yes, but like, does anybody actually enjoy working out?
Do you
enjoy
lifting?
Like, I don't. I can't stand it. I understand. I've had the runner's high back in the day when I could run, and I do feel good. Like, I like feeling that drained. All my muscles ache after a good workout, after a good lift. Mm-hmm. But the actual working out process is never going to be enjoyable for me.
Yeah, I think never... to actually enjoy working out, you have to be clinically insane.
Wait, do you guys work out as young interns in college? Do you work out?
I was a dancer, and I'm recently retired, so that's the only thing I ever did. But now, now I got to find something.
Finally got workouts. Enough of those Benjamins, huh, Brooke? Good job, retired. Oh, not that kind of dancer. My bad.
Oh, my God. Nick, boo.
It's a good workout. So, no, Brooke is not.
And then Briley, so
I do at-home workouts because I cannot stand being watched working out.
Ooh.
See, I don't like the encouragement. Our listener, Zach in New Braunfels, he always recommends Orange Theory. It's a fun class, good music. And that was awesome. Like, because the people telling you what to do, they mix it all up, the workouts.
Yeah,
but
I
they
love
would always
that.
Be like, all right, you can do it, Nick. One more. I'm like, no, don't pay attention to me. I'm fat. I'm gross. My belly is hanging out of my shirt.
Yeah, just don't
look at me.
Like, I'm in a vulnerable position right now. Like, I'm sweaty. I feel this. Like, if I do one more push up, I'm going to collapse. Don't watch me. Like, yeah. Let me do my thing.
And again, it's also like, I'm like, this is not fun. Don't pretend that this is fun.
That's
what we need is the honest workout. We're like, hey, guys, this is going to suck. But you look good naked afterwards, and somebody will have sex with you.
Exactly. Boom. Yeah, then drop. One thing that I liked about my kickboxing class is when I was struggling, I would just look up, and there are these two guys in front of me who looked like very in shape, and they were obviously struggling too. Mm. So I kind of like the fact that, okay, like, I don't like other people watching me, but I like judging other people.
You like the comparison.
Yes, like, then I was like, yes, I'm doing so well. Look at these two hot guys, hot fit dudes that are struggling. I'm like you. I'm so in shape. I definitely have gone to the gym in the last year.
Yeah. Conversely,
definitely.
It's always worse when you see some like 60-year-old guy that has like old man energy.
Oh, wait.
I hate those people.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Oops.
Or for you, Emily, a 30-year-old person.
Oh, I hate those 30-year-olds.
Well, good. Emily told me off air that she's really focused on doing working out and getting back into shape because...
What did I say?
Because she's about to be 25 and then it'll be too late.
Yeah, I think
she's got to get in shape while she's young and 23.
While I'm young and fun. Because as soon as 25 hits, you know it goes downhill. It all goes downhill.
Speaking of old and going down here, maybe flying car segment. We're going to bring it back. That's later on. Stay tuned. 101X, it's the Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends, except Jason is out recovering from a little plastic surgery. Just some touch-ups to the old mug. That's fine. Hashtag no filter. But luckily, Emily is here. I'm
Hello.
Nick. She's Emily.
That's
and we're joined by CJ Morgan, our afternoon person.
Emily, are you ready to become part of the Butt Boys?
Oh, God. What does that mean? Should I tell HR?
No. Don't worry about it.
The building, right? They went
back
to corporate.
I don't think we have HR, do we?
No.
So we can kind of do whatever we want or say what we want. No Jason, no HR. No, the Butt Boys are Nick and I. That's our morning show.
Aww.
Yeah. When it was just me and CJ.
So if it goes well today, do I get to be what's it called?
You're a Butt Boy initiate right now.
Yeah, okay,
yeah.
Cool.
You got to go through some hazing and training.
Perfect.
We did two episodes of the Butt Boys, and the bosses were like, we got to get Emily in here.
Yeah. Aww. I haven't been back since.
To solve these mysteries.
I have a dream today.
Solve them for the good of all men.
You got to believe there's somebody else out there thinking about the flying car besides me.
It's 2021. Where is my flying car, bitch?
We wouldn't be sitting in this mess right now. We'd be zooming over it in the flying car.
Ah, the flying car. That's what that intro signifies and what I should have told you before. But you guys know it. It's the greatest segment ever that we did. So much fun. We take a thing that scientists should have invented already and yelled at them for not doing it. We used to do it all the time. Then Jason ran out of things. It all just became cures for herpes.
It's important, man.
Yeah. I still don't get why they haven't cured
but
that
he's
yet.
He's out. We're bringing it back. And today I want to ask you guys, it's 2021, scientists. We just cured a pandemic, right? Right?
Coming back.
Yeah. Variants don't count.
Okay, fair.
Variants don't count.
As I learned from watching Loki.
We just sent a billionaire into space in a penis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wally Funk, 80 years young, didn't break a hip.
No. Nope.
Why have we not eradicated poison ivy? I just tweeted it out at 101X Morning X on Twitter, a picture of me from several years ago where I got poison ivy in my face. I am extremely allergic. You can check it out.
Luckily, if you want, at your discretion. That's a terrifying picture. You're half chipmunk.
That's my Bumble profile picture.
And you're smiling, though. You look happy, so that's a difference.
Yeah.
Well, the pressure was cutting off blood to my brain.
So it made you feel good.
Yeah.
It's like when you're a kid and you do the deep breath and hold your neck real quick to get that little buzz.
Don't do that, kid. That's a terrible idea. People die. Speaking of people dying, though, I remember as a kid, I had several bouts of poison ivy, but there was one where I got it on my face like this in this picture.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't find out about this until like a Thanksgiving years later. But I was like apparently this close from having holes drilled into my skull to relieve the pressure.
Really?
Oh, no.
We're at the doctor's and he was like, look, we're going to do one last shot of steroids. And if it doesn't work, we've got to do something. And so my mom just casually threw this out at Thanksgiving. I was like, wait, what? I remember that happening. I don't remember it being that serious. But yeah, I was disc golfing with Davis, the door guy listener, and Zach and New Braunfels, the guys. And I guess I went to try to find my disc off in the woods. And I don't know if it's technically poison ivy. Because, like, again, as this picture points out, I'm super allergic.
Yeah.
And it's just contained to, like, my calf on my right leg, behind the knee, and then there's a little bit on my elbow. And luckily, but just, like, the last couple of days, I haven't, like, if I have seemed off this week that I'm not my usual hilarious, brilliant self, it's because, like, a third of my brain power is yelling at me,
it's itchy.
You itch!
Yeah.
And then a third is, don't scratch! And then the rest is what I've been having to deal with life. So I apologize. Mm. But just, how have we not either, like, there are people that, Emily, are you allergic?
I've never had poison ivy, like,
CJ,
hit my system before.
I don't think I am, because you remember the house I used to live in by the radio station? Yeah. So
that was just all covered in weeds.
Yeah, we had this vine growing all over the fence, and I liked it because it separated from the neighbors, so I grew the vine, and I kind of spread it everywhere. And when the new people moved in, I was talking to them, and they're like, oh, yeah, that S everywhere, that was poison ivy, man. That almost killed me. I was like, what? That was poison ivy? I thought it was just a pretty flowery
vine.
See,
people,
I don't know what's worse, the I don't get hangover people or the I don't, God, poison ivy doesn't affect me. I could just roll around it like Brer Rabbit. I'm fine.
Apparently so.
I hate you.
Yo, thank you.
At the same time, give me your stem cells.
I need to give you my blood.
Give me your MRA. I will take your gut microbes. I will dehydrate your poop and put it up my own self.
Okay.
That stops the poison ivy.
So that's what the butt boys do.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. If you've seen any of our photos together.
Yeah.
Do you know what a spider poop is? I wish I did it.
Oh, great. Yeah, I'm not allergic to anything that I know of. Wait, actually, untrue. The only thing I know of... Oh, yeah. Thank you. That's true. The only thing that I do know I'm allergic to is Icy Hot.
Icy Hot?
Icy Hot.
You're allergic?
Really?
I'm allergic to Icy Hot. I get a rash. Yeah. But that only happened one time. So am I allergic? Am I allergic if I only got a rash once?
There's literally some right... Oh, wait, this is burn gel.
It's probably not. Never mind.
Just put different gels on your arm to see what makes you itch.
I'm just saying, look, I understand that the world... Like, look, half the world is flooded, half the world's on fire. Can we put the fire part on the poison ivy part? Just do something, scientists. Let's dedicate ourselves.
Ooh, then it'll make a poison ivy smoke, which will get in your lungs, which would be even worse.
Oh.
Then you'll be itching from the inside.
That's how you kill
this
Nick.
This picture, why I look this bad, it's because it aerosoled. I was helping a friend clear out dead poison ivy, and we were like, oh, it's fine. It's dead. It won't affect you. It just makes it dust, and then it's a powder.
So you breathed it in. Oh, that's horrible.
So it was on the air, and it covered me. Yeah, that's terrible. We're going to have some more fun with CJ. We've got your chance to win Kings of Leon tickets. That's coming up. And next up in news, dumpster diving apps. It's all the rage. Download it today. We'll talk.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.